the real specific topics we want to talk about today relate to compliance. This is not an overview of the Act or a summary of how the Open Meetings Act and Public Information Act work. Most of the lawyers in the room are quite familiar with the Act and don't need that kind of instruction. Instead, we want to talk about compliance and how compliance has gotten more complicated because of the volume of information that's produced today. Some of the issues we're going to talk about are also the compliance problems tied to the fact that public officials and public employees now almost universally have home computers, home electronic devices, email accounts, BlackBerry, Twitter, Facebook. How do all these communications on personal electronic devices tie into the Public Information Act? We're also going to talk, or I'm also going to talk about the newly created risks of violation of the Open Meetings Act because of the volume and nature of electronic communications that goes on, specifically how elected officials and other governmental bodies can inadvertently or advertently find themselves engaging in what's sometimes called a walking quorum or a daisy chain violation of the Open Meetings Act. And finally, I want to talk just briefly about one of the least known statutes in Texas, but one of the most expansive, if fully complied with, the Local Government Records Act, and how that ties in to the Public Information Act. As this topic was developing, I was reminded of a professor, probably many of you who went to UT Law School in the 60s and 70s, remember former Dean Paige Keaton. He used to teach a seminar on medical malpractice.